Now that the gardening season has come to an end, it's time to tuck your tools away for the winter. Hi everyone, this is Cassie Teeson, horticulture agent for the Post Rock District of Key State Research and Extension. Hoes, shovels, and other common garden tools often have wooden handles that can deteriorate over time. Storing tools in a protected location can slow that process. The end of the season is a good time to clean up and protect the handles so they last for many years. Weathering can raise the grain of the wood, resulting in splinters. A light sanding can smooth the handle. Follow that with a light application of wood preservative, linseed oil, or polyurethane to protect the wood. Wipe off any excess after a few minutes as oil-based products can attract dirt. Cleaning off any dirt from the metal part and coating with a light application of oil will prevent rust. Good tools are expensive. A few minutes of care after the season is over can help you preserve them for many years to come. If you are done mowing for the year, be sure to service your mower before putting it away. Make sure you drain the gas tank of gasoline-powered engines or use a gasoline stabilizer. Untreated gasoline can become thick and gummy. Remove the spark plug and add a few drops of oil into the hole. This will help lubricate the cylinder. While you have the spark plug removed, replace it with a new one. If your equipment has a battery, clean the battery terminals, which usually corrode during the season. A wire bristle brush is a good tool for doing this. The battery can then be removed and connected to a battery maintainer that can be kept charged over the winter. If you remove the battery, be sure to protect it and store it in a location such as a cool basement over the winter. Now is also an excellent time to sharpen the blades so they'll be ready for next spring. Sharpening rotary mower blades is easy and necessary so you don't damage your grass blades. Follow these steps. Check the blade for major damage. If you can't fix it, you'll likely need to replace it. Remove grass and debris from the blade with a moist cloth. Dry before beginning to sharpen the cutting edge. Remove nicks from the cutting edge using a grinding wheel or hand file. If using a grinding wheel, match the existing edge angle to the wheel. If hand filing, file at the same angle as the existing edge. Grind or file until the edge is 1/32 inch thick. Avoid overheating the blade as it may warp it. Clean the blade with solvent or oil, much like if you were cleaning a gun for optimum winter storage. Avoid using water because that can promote rust. Protecting your tools from Kansas's harsh winters will keep them in great shape for years to come. If you have any questions about winterizing your garden tools, contact your local extension office. This has been Cassie Teeson, K-State Research and Extension, Post Rock District. Have a great day.